I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be talking about praying bold prayers. Just this idea that we can come into God's presence with freedom and confidence, and we can pray these bold prayers asking for the things that we need help with in our lives. We can come boldly to the throne of grace and receive grace and help and mercy in our time of need. But we're going to get started with prayer. And if you're new to us here, we're going to pray our 30-day prayer challenge prayer, which is about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still and to listen, to examine ourselves before we get into our time of communion for today. But let's get started with a prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, and all their families, their friends, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Father, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, for transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and all you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. We ask you to keep your hand on us and to help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So we're going to get started with the other half of prayer. And our first step is getting positioned in the light. We've been released from darkness, transferred into the light, into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And that transfer, that releasing from the darkness and that transfer into the light comes through the forgiveness of sins. And so to get into the light, that all happens through the forgiveness of sins. We have to receive that from God. We can come boldly to him and receive that grace and mercy. And then we have to give that same grace and forgiveness to ourselves. We have to stop beating ourselves up and condemning ourselves, putting all that pressure on ourselves. And then that grace and forgiveness has to flow through us to other people to give them the same grace and mercy that God has given us. And some of this is going to require letting go of some things, releasing some things so that we get into the light. And then once we're in the light, we got to begin to magnify that light. We can begin to do that through gratitude and focusing on what's going well, looking at how far God has brought us in our life, looking back at the steps forward that we've taken. So if you just take a second here, you can begin to write a few things down. What are a few things that you're grateful for just over the last 24 hours? And then what steps forward did you take recently? What progress have you made recently? What ways have you seen God coming through in your life, or testimonies that you have that are recent ones? You begin to meditate and to dwell on these things. You begin to magnify these things. We begin to magnify that light as we concentrate on it. When we focus on what's wrong and the evil around us and darkness and all the ways people have wronged us, that begins to magnify the darkness and it begins to grow bigger. But the path of the righteous is supposed to grow brighter and brighter till the full light of day. And one of the ways that happens, we begin to magnify God, begin to focus on him. God is light. As we focus on him, things we're grateful for, progress we've made, that light begins to grow bigger on the inside of us. And then it's going to show up as the fruit of our emotions. It's going to show up in our emotions in higher and higher levels of peace and joy. God has given us his peace and joy. And it's like a light switch. Either that's on and flowing in our life or it's not. And it all has to do with what we're magnifying, what we're focused on, what we're meditating on in our heart, what we're rolling around in our mind and imagination. As we begin to roll around problems and issues, they begin to get magnified and grow bigger, and it begins to steal our peace and our joy. But as we begin to magnify God, to focus on him and his steadfast, unfailing love for us, how much he loves us, and that nothing is impossible for him, that he can make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all times and all things, you can abound to every good work. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. He forgives all your sins. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit. He crowns you with steadfast love and mercy and satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. You begin to meditate on those things and begin to magnify those things rather than the problems. All of a sudden, he begins to grow bigger and bigger, and your levels of peace and joy begin to increase. And these levels of peace and joy that you didn't know existed begin to just supernaturally flow through you. That's where we want to get to. I like to think of peace as my indicator that I'm single-minded in that. I'm single-minded in my faith in magnifying God. And joy is my indicator that I'm living in the present moment, that I'm focused on the present moment and aware of God's presence with me. Because in his presence, there's fullness of joy. Not living in regret over the past, not worrying about the future, but an uncertain future, because our hope and our trust and security are in God, that he's with us. He's already gone ahead of us. He's rolled away our past. He's already gone ahead of us. And we can live in this present moment where he is right there because he says, I am with you. I know right now we're just in the time of the year. We're in the middle, getting toward the end of August. It's a hot time of year. It's a time of year where there might be some pressure. I know early on in my walk with God, things kind of were just going crazy. There's all kinds of problems, and I'm focusing on the problems. I'm magnifying the problems, and I'm learning. God is teaching me to begin to focus more on him. And the one thing that I just kept hearing over and over and over on the inside is, I'm with you. I'm with you. And you might have all these things going on the outside, but if you've got God with you, it's going to be okay. And you begin to magnify that, begin to grow that bigger on the inside, begin to focus on him. And then what do you know to do? Over the next 24 hours, if we're going to make a plan, what are the things that you know to do? And there might be some things that you know need to get done. Administrative things, things around the house, things in your workplace or business that need to get done. Today, they need to happen today. And then what are some things that you're procrastinating on? Anything that you know to do, but you haven't done it yet? You're getting that nudge to reach out to a person, to forgive somebody, to start exercising, to start eating better, to go get an oil change in your car. I don't know what it is. What is that thing that you know to do on the inside, but you've been procrastinating on it? How could you just take one step forward in that direction today? And then it's going about your day, executing those things that you know to do, trusting that God's with you. He says, I'm with you. He's going to help you. He's going to give you the leading of what to do today. And he's going to give you the equipping and anointing and empowering to do it in his strength. If you'll just stay present and you'll show up and execute it with a good attitude, you take the first step and do it cheerfully and joyfully, God will begin to show up. And then over the last 24 hours, what has God been teaching you or showing you? It's his voice that leads us to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. His voice leads you into the truth, and the truth sets you free. It's his voice that leads you along that path. But we have to take the time to get still and to listen. And one of the things I like to do is just taking a couple minutes every day and just reflecting back over the last 24 hours. What has God been teaching me? What has he been showing me? And it usually comes in two areas: corrections and adjustments in what I'm currently doing, how I can improve what I'm currently doing. And then new directions, new things that he's showing me, new visions and directions for where he's leading me going forward. And I might not have it all figured out, but I can trust that if he's beginning to show me these things, he's going to unpack them over time for me. I might not be able to understand truly where he's trying to take me just yet. Sometimes he has to unpack it over time, but you keep tuning in. And I would highly encourage you, begin to record your journey. That could be in a journal. You could type it up. You can record it like we're doing right now. You could record some video or audio, however you want to do it. Record your journey. Because one day those lessons, as you tune into God day by day, are going to be very valuable for you as markers in time to track your journey, but also to pass on to maybe future generations or other people who are trying to go on the same journey with God and follow, walk out his plans and purposes for their life as well. So today we're talking about bold prayers. We're in this time of the year. Like I said, there might be some pressure. It might seem like things are coming at you from every angle and you've got some pressure on you and there's like more to get done than you can get done in a day. Too much to do and not enough time to do it. One of the biggest sources of pressure in all of our lives is time. Think about this. When things begin to pile up and build up, the pressure increases. Think about a hose, a garden hose. You put your finger on the end, everything's getting backed up on the inside. When these things begin to pile up on the inside, you can feel the pressure building on the inside of you. And so one of the concepts of just thinking about this, because I had a lot to get done just myself, so I'm going to be taking communion over this with you guys today, is just this idea of bold prayers. I was seeking God this morning. What are we talking about today? And just this word boldness kept coming to mind. Come boldly to the throne of grace that you may receive grace and mercy in your time of need. What is it, the things that you need help with? Bring those boldly and confidently to God. Boldly and confidently him saying, hey, you know what? I need your help with this. And it's a truly a place of humility to come to him. It's an interesting thing. You can be totally bold, but totally humble at the same time. What does it mean to be bold? It means to be confident. It means to be strong. If you have bold font on a page, it's something that's standing out more. It's standing up or standing out. And so we can rise up. We can stand up and go to God and say, God, you've prompted these things in my life. I can't do them in my own strength. You've put more on my plate maybe than I can handle in my own strength. I need your help with this. Expand my capacity to be able to get this all done, to be able to get more done in my life. Help me with this situation. And you single-mindedly put your focus on him. Again, you focus on the problems and all that you've got going on in your life. Maybe you've got too much to do. There's pressure, whatever it is. You're going to begin to magnify that. It leads to more issues. But you focus on God. Say, God, you put all this in my life. Help me to do this. Help me to manage all this. Help me to get it all done. By your strength and by your grace, not by my power. But I need your help with this. I'm just thinking of the verse in Timothy. It says, God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and a sound mind. But of power and love and a sound mind. We can go to him with freedom and confidence and boldness and to say, God, you know what? I need your help with this. I know one time there was a time where I was praying, and this is an interesting story. I'm praying, and you get into some of these religious things sometimes, and I'm down on my knees, kind of on my face praying, and I finish praying, and I got my Bible there, and I'm starting some Bible reading. My normal Bible reading, I just read the Bible like a book. I read it front to back. And the very first line that I was on my Bible that day, very first paragraph, God is talking to Joshua, and Joshua is down on his face praying to God because the Israelite armies have been defeated. And the very first thing on that page, God tells Joshua, get up off your face and stand up like a man. Get up off your face and stand up like a man. And I believe in many cases, that's the way God wants us to pray. Jesus says, when you pray, when you stand praying, forgive. Stand up and pray in God's presence with boldness and confidence. Why? Because he wants to help. He wants to help you with these things. He's waiting for us to humble ourselves. This humble boldness, the combination of both. We'll be humbling ourselves, saying, God, I need your help with this. But we approach him with freedom and confidence and boldness at the same time. And to think about this, we have this ability to do that. In the Old Testament, the high priest had to come into the Holy of Holies. He had to take all these special precautions just to come into God's presence. And they would tie a rope around his waist just in case he died and they could pull him out because nobody else could go in there. And now we can come boldly to the throne of grace because of Jesus and approach God with freedom and confidence. It's truly an amazing gift. So we're going to be taking communion. And as we take communion today, we're just asking, Father, we're just asking for your help. This is a time of year of pressure, maybe more to get done than we can get done in a day. We're just approaching you with freedom and confidence, Lord, and boldness, asking for your help to work through us and to do what you can do, not what we can do in our own strength. And every time we take communion, it's just this opportunity to meditate on the sacrifice of Jesus. That God loved us so much, Jesus loved us so much, that he was willing to do it as well. He was willing to send his one and only son to die for us. And if he would do that, how would he not freely give us all things? The book of Psalms says that when we meditate on his unfailing love for us and his mighty works, that nothing is impossible for him. It gives us hearts that understand. We understand his grace and his goodness and all he wants to do in our lives. And a lot of what he's made available for us just simply requires asking. Ask and you will receive. Knock and the door will be open. Seek and you will find. Simply begin to seek God on these areas where you need help. So, Father, we just thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." As we take this bread, this is symbolic of, you know, everything was poured out onto the body of Jesus. All of God's anger, his wrath, everything was poured onto the body of Jesus. It's a releasing. It's a letting go of some things. As we do this, these times of need, the issues and problems you have, just begin to let them go as we take the bread. Let it be symbolic that we're releasing these things. And as we take the cup today, it's going to be symbolic of these bold prayers that we're receiving the answers by faith to whatever it is that we need. May not see the answer to it just yet, but we received it by faith. It's just a matter of time before it begins to show up. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. Thank you, Father. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." This new covenant, we've been released from darkness, transferred into the light through the forgiveness of sins. And now we can have this covenant relationship with God. Where he says, ask of me. Ask whatever it is you want, Jesus says, in my name. And God will do it so that he would be glorified and our joy would be full. So, Father, we just believe and we receive the answers to whatever it is that people are bringing to you today, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you for this cup and just ask you to bless it. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's simply about walking it out. Whatever you just prayed for, the thing that you needed help with, we just brought that to God. Now it's believing you receive that answer right now. This is a marker in time. And from this point forward, it's going to be different. You got to stay in faith. Keep magnifying God. Keep your eyes focused on him. Begin to magnify him. That he heard your prayer. We came boldly to him. We asked for his help. He's sending the answers our way. Keep magnifying him. Keep focused on him. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.